Okay, today is Daf Yud Ches. We are in the middle of the end of Daf Yud Zayin. We're right smack in the middle. Rav Ashi asked a question. Rav Ashi's question was, this is on the top of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the fourth line. By Rav Ashi, Nazir, if someone declares Nazir as for Huba Beis HaKvaros, and he's in a cemetery, does he require a haircut on day, does he require a haircut when he gets rid of his tumah to begin his Naziris count? There's no question that if someone's Tahar and declares Naziris and then becomes Tameh and then goes through the Tahira process to resume his Naziris or to start over from scratch, there's no question that he has to get a haircut on day number 7. What about this guy? When this guy said he's going to be a Nazir, he was already Tameh. So the Naziris never even got off the ground. Never got off the ground until he becomes Tahar. So does that guy have to, does she take a haircut on day number 7? That was Rav Ashi's question. We are going to answer that he does not. But till we get there, so now we're going to have a possible Kal V'Chomer, why of course he should. We had brought up the issues of a Metzora. When a Metzora is, so we tried to say, just like a Metzora, just like a Nazir, is when he becomes Tameh and becomes Tahar, the count stops and he has to shave. So too, the same thing should be by a Metzora. And we said no, because a Metzora, if someone becomes a Metzora, his Naziris is suspended. When someone becomes Tameh, the Naziris goes back to day number 1. So now, the Gemara is going to try a Kal V'Chomer. And we're on the word Amarta. Fifth line from the bottom. Amarta. Uman Nazir Bekever. When a Nazir is in the cemetery, and he declares himself to be a Nazir, right? He's Tameh, and he says, I want to be a Nazir. Shesaro Ro'oy L'Taglachas. His hair is going to one day be cut, because he's going to be a Nazir. It's going to happen. Which haircut is, are we referring to here, right? Is it from Toma or from Tahara? We don't know. But it's certainly going to happen that one day his hair is going to be cut. And nevertheless, Ein Olin Lo Min HaMinyan, the days that he's Tameh don't start the clock running for his Naziris. Right? He declared it while Tameh. That hair is going to come off. It's going to be cut, and yet the Naziris hadn't started yet. So you make Chaluto, when a Metzora is locked up, because he's a Metzora, and She'ein Wa'al L'Taglachas, and he's not Roy to have his hair cut for the purposes of Naziris. In other words, if a guy says, I'll be a Nazir for 100 days, and then he becomes a Metzora, and then he goes to be locked up, when the Kohen comes to check him out, to say, your Tzaraas is a gone. It's gone. Baruch Hashem, it's gone. You're not a Metzora anymore. Now he's going to go through a 7-day Tahara process, right? That 7 days, he has a haircut twice, on day 3 and day 7. However, that has nothing to do with Naziris. He's having his hair cut because of Metzora. Right? That's what it means. She'ein roi l'taglachas. It's not right to come off because of Naziris reasons. It's coming off because of Tahara reasons. Lo kol shkein she'ein olo min aminyin. So certainly the count should not continue. Okay? That's the Kal V'Chomer. Now, what are we comparing here? What's the Kal, what's the Chomer? We're saying, just like a Nazir, just like a guy who's Tameh, who said, I want to be a Nazir, that those days of his Tumah don't start the clock running. And not only that, he will eventually have his hair come off. So to a Metzora, his hair's going to come off also, whose hair will not come off for Nazir reasons. The clock should not be running while he's a Metzora. Says the Gemara, my love, aren't we referring to Taglachas Tumah? Aren't we referring to the Taglachas that will take place when he's Tameh? And then you're comparing apples to apples and oranges to oranges? In other words, just like a Nazir on day number 7 has a haircut. What kind of Nazir on day number 7? A Nazir who, the guy was Tameh. He declared himself a Nazir. So his Naziris can't really begin yet. Why can't it begin? Because he's Tameh. So he's going to have to get it purified. And on day number 7, he's going to take a haircut. Right? Shouldn't the same thing... So too a Metzora, who also gets a haircut on day number 7, even though it's for different reasons. Surely the count should not start. So what do you see from all that? The bottom line you see from all that is that Rav Ashi has answered his question. Rav Ashi's question was, what happens to a guy on day number 7 who's Tameh? The answer is, he gets a haircut. I have a Kal V'chomer from Metzora. Right? And the Gemara answers, lo, no, it's not true. Taglachas Tahaira. We're talking about the ultimate haircut that's going to take place when the Naziris is over. No, not that in 7 days he's going to... No, we're not talking about the immediate haircut. We're talking about that end there after 30 days of Naziris, everyone knows they get a haircut. That's the haircut we're referring to. So it's not a proof to Rav Ashi at all. The Kal V'chomer from Nazir to Metzora, that's still good Kal V'chomer. Just like a Nazir whose hair will come off one day, whenever that is, 30 days, 100 days, a year, whenever that is, his hair's coming off. Nevertheless, his days of Tumah don't count. So too, a Metzora whose hair comes off for different reasons, certainly the days shouldn't count. We haven't answered Rav Ashi's question, says the Gemara. We thought we could, but no. And not only that, Hakinai Mestabro, it must be that this Braitha meant the days of Tahira, the end Tahira, the Tahira, the shaving of Tahira. Why? Because if you think for a minute that it was talking about the days of the shaving of Tumah, you make chaluto. So when a Metzora is locked up, because he's a Metzora, in his days of chiluta, milo boy taglachas, doesn't he require a haircut? Of course he requires a haircut. So it would not make sense to compare a haircut from Tuma to a haircut to Metzora. It must be, we're talking about a haircut of the end to the haircut of a Metzora. And the Gemara answers, that's not a raya, lo, taglachas dinaziris katani. No, we're talking about the haircut that a Metzora undergoes because of naziris. That does not happen while he's locked up. When a Metzora is locked up, and he has to have his hair shaved on day 3 and day 7, that has nothing to do with naziris. Whether or not he's a nazir, the guy is a nazir, the guy's not a nazir, doesn't make a difference. On day 3 and on day 7 of his purification, a Metzora gets a haircut. It has nothing to do with his Naziris. The guy could also be a Nazir. That's very interesting. It has no halachic relevance. When he becomes Tahar, and he's not a Metzora anymore, his count resumes, and whenever the Naziris is over, he's going to get another haircut. So it's no riot to Rav Ashi. It's certainly no riot to Rav Ashi, and it's not muchrach what the Braisa meant. Is it, it's not muchrach that it meant that, but it could mean that. Since it could mean that, we don't have a riot to Rav Ashi. So back to square one. But now we're going to answer it. Toshma, it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Daso, V'tame Rosh Nizro. Right? The full Pasuk says, V'chiyomas Meis Alav, V'pesa Pisom, V'tame Rosh Nizro. Guy's going to become, his head becomes Tame. V'gilach Rosho, V'yom Taharoso, V'yom Hashvi'i, Yigalchenu. That's what the Pasuk says. So, it says, V'tahor, we're talking about someone who's Tahor, Shet Tameh, then he became Tameh, Hakasav Medaber. That's what the Torah is talking about. Someone who's Tahor, then he becomes Tameh. Then what happens? On day number 7, he gets a haircut. Shehitah and Havar Asar, he gets a haircut. Vavos Tiparin, he's got to bring birds. Well, if Beliftar es Hanazir Bekever, what's excluded, what's Pater from this Pasuk, is a guy who's already Tameh. Who's already Tame, she'ein ta'an havar asar. Such a guy does not require a haircut. The habas siporin, or to bring birds. In other words, Rav Ashi's question is answered. The only person who gets a haircut on day number 7 of the Tumah is someone who started off Tahar. If a guy starts off Tahar and becomes a Nazir, for some reason becomes Tame, he's going to go 7 days. On day number 7, that guy gets a haircut. But if a guy's Tameh originally, he's in a cemetery, and he declares Naziris, the Naziris will not begin until he becomes Tahar. On that day number 7, he does not get a haircut. Why? For that of a Pasuk. I would have thought otherwise. V'halo devarim kal v'chomer. Really, if you think about it, it's a kal v'chomer that we should say not that way. Why? Uma tahor, if a guy's tahor and pure, shenitma, and then he becomes tamei, ta'on havos arva abos siporin. Such a person requires a haircut and birds. So misha itar mitchila. So if a guy's tamei from day one, isn't that worse? He's always tamei, and he declares nazirut. Isn't that worse? It certainly is worse. Certainly such a person should require a haircut. Certainly. Toshma Tamad Lomar. Therefore, the Pasuk comes along to tell you, don't learn that Kal V'chomer. The Kal V'chomer is very, very logical. However, we have a Pasuk that overrides it. Tamad Lomar, the Tame Rosh Nizro. The Pasuk says no. B'mi Shehaya Tahor. If somebody was Tahor, V'nitma and he became Tamei, Hakasav Medaber. That's what the Pasuk is referring to. Sheyehei Ton Havar Asar V'Avar Siporin. That only such a person has to have his hair cut. V'liftar Es HaNazir B'Kever. But someone who's a Nazir and was Tamei at the moment he declared his Nazirus, like he's standing in a cemetery, such a person, when he becomes Tahar, his Nazirus will begin. He does not get a haircut on day number 7. Shema Mina. That's a Raya. I don't know. That could be. It could be. I think on Amud Beis we're going to say that straight out. I think yes, because I think they go hand in hand. There's no carbon, there's no haircut. I think they go hand in hand. I believe they do. Okay. This is really a new topic, so we can rejoin the discussion. It's really a new topic. It picks up from what we said yesterday. Yesterday we said the same brisa 3 times. And now the Gemara says, Mantana, who is the author of the following statement? Hadatana Rabbana, which we had in the brisa. Ein bein tamei shenazar, lenazir tahar shenitma. There's 2 types of people. There's a guy who's a tahar, who declares nazirus, who then becomes tamei. And you have a guy who's tamei originally, declares nazirus and then becomes and then has to become tahar before the nazirus can start. What's the difference between these 2 people? What's the difference? So we said yes, there's 1 difference. Maybe there was another one. Basically, 1 difference. What is that difference? Ella shenitma shetamei shenazar. If a guy's already tamei and then declares nazirus, shvi ishalo olo min aminyan. Day number 7 of his tahara process can also be day number 1 of his nazirus. Why? Because on day number 7, he's going to be sprinkled with the paraduma, he's going to become now a tefil yom, and he's going to become tar that night. Nothing else is going to be required of him. He doesn't have to bring any karbanos. He was tam and meis, now he's tar. So day number 7 can also function as day number 1. However, day number 7 of his tahara is also day number 1 of his naziris. However, V'nazir tahar shenitma, if a nazir was tahar, then he became tamei, and now he's undoing that tumah, he has to wait 7 days, ein shvi shalo, olo min aminyan. Day number 7 is not day number 1. Day number 8 is day number 1. Why? Because he has to bring karbanos. So he's not really done until he brings karbanos. He has to wait 1 more day. That's the difference. Who's the author of that brisa? Who holds that way? So, Amar Rav Chista said, Rebbe he. It's Rebbe. What did Rebbe say? We're going to see right now what Rebbe said. Rebbe he, it's Rebbe. The Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Ein Nazirus Tahira Chala Ela Ad Shmini. The Nazirus of Tahira, in other words, exactly what we're saying. Someone can only become Tahar from Someone can only become tahar after being tamei on day number 8. Why? Because he's got to bring a carbon on day number 8. So the naziris can't begin till day number 8. That's exactly what we're saying. The e tama Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda he, because if you're going to think that the author of that brisa can be Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar, he holds a very unique thing. He holds, he's going to learn how to psukim. He holds that Naziris the Tahira Mishvihu. That no, even in a case where a Nazir was Tahar and then became Tamei, his count starts on day number 7. You have to bring karbanos only on day number 8? Fine, he learns that out of Pesukim, that it can start on day number 7. So he can't be the author of that brisa. Dichayla, because his nazir is his chal right now. My Rebbe, my Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda. What? Where did this come from? Where these two Tanaim come from? They came from the following brisa. The Tanya, we learned in a brisa. It says in the pasuk, the kidash es rosho bayom hahu. Right? What does that pasuk say? That pasuk says, va'asa hakohen echad lachatas ve'echad la'ola v'chiper alav me'asher chat ala nefesh. Right? They become pure. The kidash es rosho bayom hahu. What's bayom hahu? Bayom habas karbonosav, on bayom hahu, on the day you bring the karbonos. Divrei Rebbe, day number 8. On the day you bring the karbonos, bayom hahu, on that day, that's the day you can start your naziris now, because now you're tahor. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, what does bayom hahu mean? Bayom taglachto, on the day that you get a haircut, because we know that a tamei, a guy who's a nazir who becomes tamei, When the tum is over on day number 7, he gets a haircut. That's bayom hahu. That day. So it's a machlokes. They learn how to psukim. Now, v'haditnan. What about that following mishnah? There's a mishnah in Krisus which says as follows. It says nazir shenitma tumas harbi eino mevi ela karbon echad. If a nazir has many tumas, he only brings one carbon. There's a mission in Nazir, a very interesting mission that says there are 5 people that can do the same Avera many times, not always an Avera, 5 that can do the same issue many times, and you're only going to bring one carbon. Who are the 5 people? One of them is a Nazir that has Tumas Harbe, brings only one carbon. Another one, if someone has relations with a Shifcha many times, only brings one carbon. If someone has a Matzorah, if someone has a lot of Tzaras, only brings one carbon. That's number 3. What else? If someone warns his wife to stay away from many men, and she doesn't listen to that, she only brings one carbon. And the last one is, if a woman has many, many children, she only brings one carbon. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah then goes on, then the Gemara there increases on Daf Tes, goes on to say, what's the makar for all this? And the Gemara gives a makar for every single one of them, except for the Nazir. Except for the Nazir. The Mara doesn't give him a car for the Nazir. How do you know that a Mitzorah is many? It's a Zos Torah HaMitzorah. Right? Zos Torah HaYoledas. The Mara gives him a car for all of it, except for the Nazir. So some say, the Rosh says, well, just like by Mitzorah, we have Zos Torah, we have Zos Torah HaNazir also. It says in the Pasuk, Zos Tiyet Torah Nazir. Same thing, same idea. The Gemara didn't, it was obvious. Some say it was obvious because the whole reason why you bring a carbon when you have a baby is because to recognize Shevach Hashem. So that can be include many, many kids, even though it's many, many, each one's special in its own way. One carbon, one idea can be one, so too by a nazir. The whole purpose of bringing carbon is to become tar. So many nazir, many tumas is satisfied with one carbon. Fine. What do you mean many, many tumas can get away, you can get away with one carbon? What does that mean? What does that mean? How's that working? How can you become tumay many times that's not called one long tuma, and yet you can only bring one carbon? Right? If a nazir is tumay, and then he brings carbonos. He becomes tumay again, we keep redoing this. How can you only bring one carbon? So the Gemara is going to come up with a way, you can only bring one carbon. Mantana, Amar of Chister, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. It must be Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar who said, Naziris Tahir Mishivi. Really, Nazir is Tahir on day number 7. Now, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the Kabbalahs are brought on day number 8. That's a Pasuk. He agrees with that. But what did he say? Your Nazir starts on day number 7 because he ties the beginning to the shaving, which is on day number 7. What happens on day number 8? You bring Kabbalahs. But that, by the way, is going to be day number 2 of your Naziris. So, that's a very unique, that's a funny thing. On the one hand, your Naziris has begun, but on the other hand, you didn't bring Kabbalahs yet. That's fine. He's the one who could hold. You can have a lot of tuma and only bring one carbon. How? Chayla, right? Yom HaShvi Chayla. Your Naziris begins on day number 7. Umeshkachas la as fast. Could go. Shinit ba b'shvi. Let's say you became tuma again on day number 7. Did you bring your carbon yet? No. Can you bring your carbon yet? No. V'chazar v'nitam b'shvi. You then went ahead. So what happened? On day number 7, you became tamei. You wait 7 more days. On day number 7, you became tamei. You wait 7 more days. On day number 7, you keep doing this. You can do this forever. Your carbon, it keeps getting pushed off. But you never were able to bring that carbon anyway. Why? Because you can't bring the carbon until day number 8. What do you have? Tumas harbe, one carbon. Right? Tumas harbe, one carbon. V'nitma b'shvi. Kiven de lo yatsa shaharu'uya lahavi carbon. You were never able to bring the carbon. Why? Because you were never tar. Eino chayev ela carbon echad. You only have to bring one carbon. You have tumas harbe, one carbon. Because if you want to say the other way, the itema rebihi. So wait a minute. Edenet mashvi. If you became tummy on day number 7, first of all, according to that, according to Rebbe, when you become tummy on day number 7, you haven't even started the clock yet. You haven't started the clock. The clock doesn't start till tomorrow. So by becoming tummy on day number 7, that's not called tumos harbe. It's the same tumma. It's the same tumma. Nothing changed in your life. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you changed. You're now a nazir. Your whole status changed. But according to Rebbe, nothing changed. Nothing changes till tomorrow. Became tummy today. That right? It's one long tumma. You never got out of it. What's the difference if you became tummy day number 1? Then you start over. Then the next day you become tummy again. Right? That's a different tumma. It's the same tumma. You never got out of it. So what's the difference if it's day number 1 and day number 7? There's no difference. The only difference is when your status changes. Your status never changes until day number 8. And the E did it by Bashmini. The Chazar did it by Bashmini. So that's day number 8. Let's talk about day number 8. So what happened? For day number 7, you were tar. Then day number 8, which is really your first, your day number 1 of your Naziris, you become Tame again. Isn't that a different tumma? It's a different tumma. That's going to require its own carbon. Hare yatza shash v'uyilahavi carbon. The opportunity for you to bring a carbon has already begun. The minute you wake up in the morning on day number 8, you have an opportunity now to bring a new carbon. You become tummy again, that's going to require a different carbon. The only way you can have tumas harve and one carbon is if you don't hold like Rebbe. If you hold like Rebbe, it's not possible. No? Okay. So fine. So that Mishnah there increased us, that had an ambiguous statement about tumas harve and bringing one carbon. That is the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. It can't be Rebbe. Question? Now, my time at the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe hold that we wait till day number 8? Pasuk Amar Kwa V'chiper Olav Mer Shechata Al HaNefesh V'Hadar. Then it says V'Kid Eshes Rosho. We're not a psukim. Wait, we have to wait till the day number 8. Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda. He says no. Im Kane. If that were true, then you wait till day number 8. Lemakra V'Kid Eshes Rosho. It should just say V'Kid Eshes Rosho. Bayom Hahu Lamali. What do we need Bayom Hahu for? I know that's day number 8. Because the Torah says you can't bring carbonos on day number 8. So I know. So what's Bayom Hahu, Lamali? If Eino, Inyan, Lashmini, if it has nothing to do with day number 8, I don't need it for day number 8, Tinehu, Inyan, Lashmini, put it to day number 7. That is one of the 32 ways that the Torah is darshan. If Eino, Inyan. We have always have a hard time understanding that because if it says it here, what are we doing putting it over there? Right? The Gemara has this all the time. So it's not so different than Xer Shava. It's not so different, which we don't really, it's not logic, right? There's a word over there, there's a word over there, we'll make a connection, right? It's not so logical, it's also not so logical, but it's one of the ways that the Torah is darshan, 20th method in the 32 methods. Some say that this is really ein miyad achar miyad, but that's says Eino Inyan. So since we don't need the word Beyom Ahu to teach me that the Kabbalahs are on day number 7, on day number 8, because it's obvious. Therefore, these words are extra. It goes back to day number 7 to tell me the Naziris begins on day number 7. V'Rebbe Nami Haksir B'Yom Ahu. So, V'Rebbe also it says B'Yom Ahu, no? So, he can't deny those words are extra. So, the Gemara says, Amalach Rebbe, Hahu L'Rebbe, Amalach Rebbe, Hahu L'Hach Yudah Asa. It comes to teach you the following halacha. Lo Amalach, Afal Pi Shelo Hevi Karbonosav. Even though you didn't bring the Karbonos yet. Right? You're waiting for the check to come so you could buy them. You didn't bring him yet. It doesn't make a difference. That's not going to stop you. It's not going to stop you from being a zero at the beginning. You don't have to bring them. You have to be able to bring them. When's that? Day number 8. That's what it says by Yom Ahu. That day you're good. You're good to go. even though you didn't bring them yet. You just have to be right to bring them. Now, for Rav Chisda, my duch ke lu'ukme k'Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. What made him so interested in saying that that Mishnah there in Krisus that said that you can have Tumas Harbe and one carbon was Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? What made him jump to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? I have a way that could be Rebbe. I've figured out a way. How could it be? Look, make he gone the nitma, the chazia b'lel shmini. Let's say you got a tomei at night, right? You can tomei the night of the shmini, night of lel of yom shmini, right? Can you bring kabanos at night? No, can't bring kabanos at night. So I found you a case where you. So let's play it out. According to Rebbe, on day number 7, if you became tomei, it would be considered one long tumah. Why? Because the carbonos didn't kick in yet. They only kick in until tomorrow. What about that night? What about that night? The carbonos didn't kick in yet. The carbonos didn't kick in. They're only going to kick in the morning. So even according to Rebbe, you can have a tumas harbe. It's not really day 7 now. Right? It's tumas harbe. In other words, what we did to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda by saying that day number 7 was too early for the Karbanos, but too late for the Nazirus, you're sleeping at night. Sleeping at night, according to Rebbe. Since Rav Chisda didn't want to go down that road, he didn't say that. Right? It's a very interesting idea. He didn't say that. It's a big monkey wrench, because the night is Lazman Karban for a different reason than the day 7 was Lazman Karban. Right? Different reason. But it's the same idea. So, the Rebbe he, and then if you say that it's Leil Shmini, I can say it's given according to Rebbe. Since of Midilo Mukim La Kerebi, since of Chiz didn't say that, he didn't say that. Lema, let's say Kasavar that Rav Chisda holds, and therefore he didn't want to say that he holds. Laila Lav Mechusar Zman Hu. It's not that night is Mechusar Zman. That's not the point. If the night would be Mechusar Zman, then yes, you could say that Rebbe could be, it could be even Rebbe, and the night is a time, it's at that funny time, where you can't bring your karbanos, and you're still not a tomei. You're still not tomei. Just like what he said on day number 7. That's not the point. We don't say that, because if we're going to say that, we're going to have a problem. Why couldn't it be Rebbe? That's not the point. And Amar of Adabar Ava, Haba Hatalia. No, the idea of day, and the idea of night, and the idea of when the zeros kick in and when they don't kick in, they go hand in hand. So even according to Rav Chisda, you can't say it's Rebbe. Regardless of what they hold about the night, it's going to go hand in hand with what they hold about the zeros. E amrit laila mechusar zman, if you hold that night is mechusar zman, emas mechzi lekarbon, then when can I bring the carbon? Letzafra, in the morning. Right, why? Because I can't bring another pick up on it at night. Right, every child knows that. You can't pick up on it at night, only in the morning. So then if that's true, Nazirus Nami Lo Chayla Ad Safra. The Nazirus doesn't begin till the morning. There's no such thing as the Nazirus doesn't begin at night. Although we would think, why not? Why doesn't it begin at night? Right, that could be a big nafkamina. So what will happen if that night is going to drink wine? What's going to happen? So obviously they're taking a stand and saying, if that would be the case, he would not be a Nazir. Why? Because if the carbon can't be brought till the morning, then the Nazir doesn't kick in until the morning. V'i'amrit leila eina mechusar zman, and if you want to say that night is not mechusar zman, then what is it? If it's not mechusar zman, what is it? It's just an unrelated reason, why you can't pick up on it at night. Not because it's mechusar zman, just because the basic building is not open at night, for whatever reason, carbonos are not brought at night. It's not an issue of zman. The zman's good. And if the zman's good, then maybe Rebbe could be the author of that Mishnah in Karisus that says, Nazir, Tumas Harbe brings one carbon. Why? Because the carbon components at night. It's not a Mishnah of Chus Zman. What is it? It's an issue of the base of Mishnah doesn't allow it. Doesn't do it, zman. But if that's true, then Nazir is Tahira Chayla Mi'orta. Then no, then your Nazir starts at night. If your Nazir starts at night, and you become Tomei then, it's not Nazir, it's not Tumas Harbe. It's different Tumas. Why? Because now you're a Nazir. So there's no way to break that up. You can't break up the carbon and the Naziris. So therefore, regardless of what you hold about Mechus Zman, it can't work out according to Rebbe. Okay. Next, Gufa. This Gufa is a very interesting Gufa. So if he drinks wine at night, it depends. If you hold the Nazirus kicks in at night, he's a Nazir already. The question is, what if you don't hold that? That's very interesting. What if you don't hold that? So what happened? The guy said, I'm going to be a Nazir. But he was Tamei when he said that. He was Tamei when he made that statement. So he has to become Tahor now. Oh, but he probably can't because he couldn't drink wine that week anyway. We didn't let you. We had that already, right? Let's say a guy sitting in a cemetery and says, I want to be a Nazir. But you can't be a Nazir. You're Tamei. Okay, I'll go to the base of the Midrash and have the Paraduma sprinkled on me. I can't wait to be a Nazir. So he has to wait a week. During that week, is he allowed to drink wine? I think we said no already. So that night can't be any different. It's suspended, but you still can't drink wine. So what's going to be, and the only shaila is, what's going to be if you become Tamei Leil Shmini? Right? So it depends on when does the Naziris kick in. Either way, Rebbe will never hold that it's Naziris, that it's Tumas Harvei. Because either you can't bring the carbon so it's Mechus Hasman, or Naziris already started and it's not Mechus Hasman. So either way, it can't be Rebbe. Okay. Gufa. Very interesting Gufa. Everywhere else in Shas, the word Gufa means, we said text before, we said a statement before, and now we're going to analyze it. Tosos points this out. Tosos a Gufa. Istisvarim de Garsi be Gufa, right? Velo Garsiran. Gufa, according to Tosos, should be taken out. Why? See the Tosos of Istigarsi. De Bekula Hashas, Lo Garsiran Gufa, Ella, Ka Hashas Hevi Memra O Brisa Tchila, where the Gemara brings a Memra or a Brisa, a blot ago, an omit ago, 20 lines ago, and now umaisi osa agav grara oz chazav omer gufa. In other words, the Gemara brings up something in passing, and now gufa, let's go back and analyze that. That's what the word gufa means. Right? As opposed to, what's the difference between gufa and omer mar? Omer mar we just said, gufa we just said, what's the difference? So I heard, I don't remember which one's which. One is, one of them is we repeat the entire statement. And the other one is we only repeat the portion we're interested in. That's the thing, Gufa and Omar Mar. That's just a clown. But now Tosfos is saying that Gufa, whether it's the whole thing or just the part we're interested in, Aval Brisa, Lohevi Hashas Klal Le'el, what we're going to introduce now was never mentioned yet. It's going to be with three Machlokes. In an issue that we mentioned, not a brisa that we mentioned, it's a topic that we mentioned. So Tosfos says, take out the word gufa. We never mentioned this before. You're going to see, it's related. It's all the same shitas, even. But this brisa was never mentioned before. Says the Rosh, that the lashanos of Naziris are strange, are different, are unusual, right? And therefore, even the gufa makes sense. Even normally, we never say gufa like this. But gufa. Okay, gufa. Gufa. Or don't be gufa. Nitma b'shvi, if somebody was Tamei on day number 7, v'chazar v'nitma b'shvi, and then again he became Tamei on day number 7, eino mevi el v'karbon echad. He only brings one carbon, right? Why, that's, you can see the same topic. That's the same topic. It's not the same brisa, but the same topic. Nitma b'shmini, if somebody became Tamei on day number 8, v'chazar v'nitma b'shmini, mevi carbon al kol echad v'echad, then you got to bring different carbonos. Why? Because day number 8, the clock started to roll. The clock started to roll. It's a different thing. Therefore, you have to bring two carbonos. Maschil umona miyad. However, you could start counting right away. You could have started counting right away on day number 8. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. These are the words of Rebbe Eliezer. And most hold, this is also the sheet of Rebbe Yehuda. Right? What? I'm sorry. It's a machlokas or whoever does the holds like. Either Rebbe or Rebbe Yehuda. Fine. The Chachamim say, Karbon Echad al Hakol, you bring one carbon, Ad Sheyevi Chatoso, until you bring your Chatos. Hevi Chatoso, once you bring your Chatos, V'nitma, and then you become Tamei again, V'hevi Chatoso, you bring your carbon again, V'nitma, you become Tamei, Mevi carbon again, Akol Echad V'Echad, each time. Hevi Chatoso, V'lo Hevi Hashamo, Mona. But, there's three karbanos that are brought here. The chatas, asham, and ola. The chachamim hold, all we care about is that you have to bring your carbon chatas. That starts the clock rolling. Not your carbon asham, v'sho not your carbon ola. Rabbi Shmuel ben Obro, Shab Yochanan ben Baroka Omer, he says no. Kishem, shechatoso, ikvaso. Just like the chatzos prevents you from starting the clock, kach ashamo, kein ashamo ma'akvo. So too, the asham prevents you. Well, bottom line, there are four shitas. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda says, when do you start becoming a nazir? On day number 7. According to Rebbe, on day number 8, even without karbanos. That's what we said. We said, as long as it's roy to bring, you wake up in the morning, you can start. Ah, I didn't bring karbanos yet. Doesn't make a difference. Now we have two more shitas. We have the chachamim, who say, day number 8, plus you bring your karban chatas. And we have Rabbi Shmuel, who says, day number 8, plus you have to bring your chatas on your asham. Right? Four shitas. Who does Rabbi Eliezer hold like? That's a machlokas. Between Tosfos and everybody else. But okay, four shitas. Now, Bishlom Rabbi Eliezer Omar Kra. He has a pasuk. Right? That says, V'kidish es rosho bayamahu. Afal pishol hebi karbanosav. Until you bring your karbanos. V'rabbanan hahu. What does it do with hahu? Afal pi shol hevi ashamo. Even though you didn't bring your carbon asham, but you must have brought your carbon chatas. Ella Rabbi Shmuel hahu lamali. According to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that you can't bring, you don't start the clock running until you bring your chatas and your asham. What do you mean by yom hahu? Of course it's by yom hahu. You have to do everything. You have to become day 8, bring carbonos. What do you mean by yom hahu? On that, what's the miut? What don't you have to do? So the Gemara says, Amalach hahu afal pi shel hevi ola. So even though you didn't bring your ola, that's a third carbon that has to be. That's never ma'akev. No one holds that. For Rabbanan, ola lo boy miyuta. The Rabbanan say that doesn't even need a miyut. Why? Daran ba'amahu. It's just a present HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has nothing to do with tumah. It's an unrelated carbon that has to be brought whenever you're becoming, whenever you want to begin your naziris because you were tameh. Nay tameh de Rabbanan. What's their reason? Again, Psukim, the Tanya, for Hizir Lashem, as Yimei Nizro, for Hevi Kevis Ben Shnatzel, La Asham, Ma Tamad Loma. Why is that said? Lavisha Matinuk Shakal Asham, La Shevatar Shema Akvin. Normally, not bringing a carbon Asham is Ma'akev you to continue your life in whatever area we're talking about. Yachalav Zem Ma'akvo. I would think the same thing is true over here. Tamad Lomar, for Hizir Behavi. No, you start in a Zerus and then you bring the Asham. Afal Pisha, Lo Hevi, Hizir. The asham is not going to stop you. You can start your naziris even though you didn't bring the asham. Well, two more lines. Rabbi Shalom ben Osham, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, Omer, v'hizir v'hevi. Eimasai hizir. When does the naziris begin? Bisman shehevi. After you bring the carbon. So, they're learning out the same idea, opposite ideas from the same words. I know today was a little bit of a hard daf. We will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.